Georgia election leaders are livid about a weekend phone call made by President Trump, his chief of staff, and others pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to change verified election results in the president's favor.
The people of Georgia are angry. The people of the country are angry. And there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, that you've recalculated.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
That's Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger responding to the president on call. Also breaking tonight, the top federal prosecutor in Atlanta leaving his position a day after the president referred to him as a never-Trumper in that call. And Georgia voting system implementation manager Gabriel Sterling held a news conference in which he again debunked what he calls false election claims coming out of the White House.
There are people in positions of authority and respect who have said their votes didn't count, and it's not true.
President-elect Biden earned Georgia's 16 electoral votes, defeating President Trump in the state by about 12,000 votes. And joining us live now, Vice News senior political reporter Cameron Joseph. He's with us on Skype. A lot that we've set the table with there, Cameron. Georgia leaders clearly worked up. What other aspects of this story are you following?
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty crazy week because we have these key Georgia runoff Senate elections tomorrow night that are going to determine who has control of the Senate. And then I don't think we're going to have the results by the time that Congress actually convenes on Wednesday to officially certify the Electoral College results, which is normally kind of a pro forma, sleepy pageantry day. But because Republicans led by Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley are going to be objecting to the results and basically pushing to overturn the election, even though there's no evidence that there was any widespread voting fraud, that it's going to be a really wild 48 hours. And that could be a process that drags on for a very long time as they have a two-hour debate over every single one of the four and possibly six states they're going to object to. So we're dealing with things that we really haven't seen in the U.S. before. We have not seen runoffs decide a Senate control before. And we have not one but two elections where Donald Trump's attacks on the Georgia election and Georgia election officials are undercutting some conservatives' faiths in their own democracy and possibly convincing them not to vote, which could hurt their chances down there. And then within 24 hours, we have the first serious challenge to a settled election since right after the Civil War. And so we're in uncharted territory. It's going to be pretty wild. I certainly have never seen anything like this. And I think the most interesting thing long term is going to be which Republicans actually stand up and support democracy and protect the elections that have had no obvious problems with them. And we've seen, you know, about 20 Republican senators come on and a handful of Republican congressmen. And it's probably going to be a majority of House Republicans who actually support Donald Trump's efforts here. And we've seen about a dozen senators, GOP senators, some with presidential ambitions, come out for Trump's position to overturn the election. It'll be interesting to see who else does.
Going back to the president's phone call, anybody here in Washington defending the president in that call?
Jim Jordan, who's a very strong ally of his, but we saw Pat Toomey, a Pennsylvania Republican senator, basically say that this is the worst part of the whole saga, post-election saga so far. So a lot of Republicans hoping that they don't have to talk about it right now.
And finally, in the last few seconds, you alluded to this. We don't really know where we're going from here exactly.
No, we haven't seen a challenge to our democracy like this in a very long time. I don't think it's very unlikely it's going to work. The House is Democratic controlled and would need to be both chambers of Congress to actually toss out the votes of a state. And also a lot of Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell and most GOP Senate leadership, are going to oppose this effort. But it's really a dangerous moment in American democracy, and it's undercutting a lot of voters' faith in democracy when, in fact, this election was actually pretty well run.
All right, it's Vice News senior political reporter Cameron Joseph.